Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
I have a question for you, and I want you to just, you don't even have to comment. You can, but I want an honest answer. Buy or sell, it is good for this show. I'm not saying it's true. Just buy or sell, it's good for the show. How hilarious I find myself.
Buy.
Okay. I think that's debatable.
I think it's really good for the show.
I think it's quite. You think going down to the valleys, though, that may not be quite as good for me?
Yeah, I don't think that's a wise move.
Okay. Got it.
All right, Bill, let's get back to the breaking news that you started this hour with. Scott Drew, Baylor head coach, has been in Waco since 2003, and he has decided he is staying in Waco. According to multiple sources, Scott Drew has passed on an offer for the Kentucky job. So I ask you, Bill, buy or sell, Scott Drew made the right decision.
Buy.
Buy.
Yeah, I'm going to hammer this point home because I got nothing against Waco. It's fine. It's a nice college town. No one chooses to go there on vacation, right? And that's true of where I'm from. I love Des Moines, Iowa. People don't go to vacation to Des Moines. I've spent 4 weeks of my life, or five, in Waco. All of it around that program. And Scott's the kind of guy. And I don't think this is exclusive to me at all. It's not. If you're a reporter and you go down there, the guy treats you like family. And, you know, maybe some of that is tactical. But it's just, there's a genuineness. I've met his family. I've gone to lunch with him. Did you see he tweeted out, I think yesterday, a photo of him with some sponsor. I've been to that exact place with him. He just sits in the middle of a regular, people come by like, hey, what's up, Scott? And just the middle of Waco, right? It's home to him. And I guess I'm humble bragging or name dropping, I guess maybe to do that, but also just to say, I feel like some perspective into his life in Waco in a way that I don't with many other coaches. Most coaches also move on, right? So you sort of lose that understanding. It sounds cheesy. He loves it there. It's home there. He built that thing. He built that program from ashes. I mean, what was done before, we don't have to focus, was so awful. So I love it for him, and I love it for Waco, and I love it for that community. And that kind of loyalty and class, it would have been wrong. It's not wrong if he would have gone to Kentucky. But I think it's great for him. I think it's great for Baylor. He's already succeeding. It's not easy to move and succeed. I think it's awesome news.
One quick follow-up there. If you're Kentucky, is Billy Donovan the next name?
So the tricky thing about Billy Donovan is I don't know him at all. So this is all speculation, unlike Scott Wirtz, actually, I actually know. But the MO on Donovan is laser-focused and sort of honorable based on his code. And Chicago's been actually plucky in the last month. That's tailed off a little bit, but I don't think they're going to do anything. But they're still in the mix, right? The playing mix. And so I think he's going to be hard to chase, if not impossible to chase, at this stage of things. I think he is absolutely the right coach. I just don't know if you can get him, and I'm not even sure you can have that conversation right now. And so that combination makes it, do you really want to wait? I mean, the play-ins are in a week. But say Chicago loses the 9-10. Best case scenario, you have to wait a week from today. Worst case scenario, you're talking 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know. That's a tricky one.
All right, Bill, let's stay in college hoops and let's stay talking about head coaches. John Calipari was officially introduced in Fayetteville yesterday, and he had this lighthearted moment when addressing the media.
You know what? I'm jacked about another opportunity. Like, I'm like, let's go. Now, I met with the team. There is no team. So now, I got to... Hunter's really extremely confident, but we got to get a roster together. And some of it is a little bit of everything, but we will. It may take a little longer.
I found that very funny.
Oh, dude, was my mic on? I almost lost it on the air there. That's... I already heard it like six times.
As you know, Bill, Cal, of course, saying between kids declaring for the draft and who's coming and going in the transfer portal, his roster in Arkansas right now is a blank canvas. Bill, buy or sell this was a calculated move by Cal?
Buy. I mean, it's, yeah.
Buy. And
it's a good question. It's a really good question. Because he's trying to set expectations and a timeline that are different than he could ever have at Kentucky. Part of the reason he went to Arkansas was the opportunity not to be under the same pressure and the same timeline of pressure. And he's coming in and saying, we're going to win, we're not going to win right away. And he's trying to lower expectations. You know when they have these presidential debates and they always talk about lowering expectations and he won the debate because the expectations were so low. He's playing that game. But also, it is true. I think they have like one guy who's senior forward Lawson Blake. Who's basically like average 0.3 points and 0.3 rebounds per game. They have zero scholarship players. That's who he was talking about. You know where, when he met the team? Him and Lawson went for coffee.
I addressed the team. There is
Can
no
I just
team.
Say this again? Like, one of the things I love about doing this radio show, and there's not a lot I'm good at in this respect, maybe you could argue, but one of the things I think I do bring, and I would say that is maybe rare for this network or not as common as most of the people are East Coasters who have lived most of their life on the East Coast. I've lived everywhere. And I've spent 2 years of my life living in Arkansas. I love Arkansas. Arkansas is amazing. It is such a hidden gem. And Northwest Arkansas is awesome. And didn't the dude just look happy? I don't think it's just a job. It's actually he looked like there was a weight off his shoulders. He looked happy. And if he really is friends with the Tyson guy, the chicken billionaire or whatever, he's probably spent time there, and so he's probably aware of what I was until I moved there. It's a great place to live.
All right, Bill, let's do a little mix
Can
here.
I just buy or sell all the humble brags I'm just sneaking in today?
Buy.
Yeah?
I like them. You're not drawing attention to it. They're just sneaking them
all
in.
All right, I'm going to stop. I'm not going to bring in that I look like a loser, but I'm a sneaky winner and everything.
Buy.
Okay? I'm not going to do it.
All right. Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it.
All right. I'm not telling you.
All right.
Bill, let's do a little mix here of college hoops and NBA. Now, Bronny James has been in the news in recent days for a number of reasons. He's declared for the NBA draft, but he's keeping his college eligibility. But if he returns to college ball, he won't be playing at USC because he has also entered the transfer portal. But Warriors former All-Star Draymond Green says he's fully on board with Bronny declaring for the draft.
At worst, Bronny is an NBA-level defender that can knock a shot down. So at worst, he's a 3-and-D guy. Great. We got those all over the NBA. Can pressure the ball, can come in, at worst, be a backup point guard that can pick up full court, that can put pressure on another team's lead guard, whether that's their backup, whether that's their starting guard. He can come in and change the tempo on a defensive end. So at worst, he's a 3-and-D guy. And I definitely think Bronny will be a successful NBA player.
That sound courtesy of the Draymond Green Show. Bill, buy or sell, you agree with Draymond?
All right, I want to frame this properly. Buy or sell, he can be. Buy or sell, he will be. I think those are vastly different things. Which one do you want an answer to?
Let's go with buy or sell, he can be.
Buy.
Buy.
Do you know what? I wonder if Draymond was thinking about this, and I wonder if I should be asking scouts and GMs about this who have scouted Bronny. Do you know what I think, based on what Draymond said, an interesting comp is? Gary Payton II. GP2 the Mitten. Famous Hall of Fame dad. Same name. A lot of pressure. The thing is, GP2 did 2 years at Oregon State. That extra year was significant. it wasn't a lock that he was going to make it, right? So I think Draymond's right. There's a model there. But that model is not easy. If it was that easy, all the guys that fit that profile would do it. And if you're going to have to be a three-point shooter and a defensive specialist, if you're a 3-and-D guy, you know what would be really helpful? Growing into your body and learning your game and those aspects of your game and sharpening that against college competition. Because if you're going to have to make it as a three-point shooter and a defensive guy, and your name is Bronny James, and every NBA player on earth is going to want to humiliate you because of who your dad is, guess what? They're going to be in your mug when you're shooting, and they're going to make it really – they're not going to want you to stop them. And they're grown men, and you're still eight. I just – there's a lot of factors here that I think we've discussed that set them up to fail. Let me say this, though, because I'm skeptical, and I've told you, and it's everywhere now. I mean, the experts are doing it, but I'm in a position to be able to really talk about this because people that come to scout Bronny James, geography lesson, Tom, come to L.A., and I am just humble bragging all the way. And so, like, I go to sources all the time. It's a pain in the ass. Fly into whatever city to have one coffee with a guy. Do it all the time. What I've realized is when they fly here, we can hang out. And if I just say, when you come to see Bronny, they'll tell me and we can get dinner. And you know what I've been doing? I schedule those dinners after they see Bronny to ask them about it. And nobody thinks he's ready. He's not ready. He shouldn't be in the draft this year. And that is the main takeaway.
All right, Bill, let's stay in the NBA here. Toronto's Jontay Porter has been inactive since March 23rd as an investigation continues into irregularities in prop betting. Now, Commissioner Adam Silver had this to say yesterday, quote, "It's a cardinal sin what he's accused of in the NBA, and the ultimate extreme option I have is to ban him from the game," end quote. Bill, buy or sell Jontay Porter ever playing in the NBA again?
So, innocent until proven guilty. They're going to, that's a criminal thing, not a work thing. They got to prove it. I hope it's not true. It's a big accusation to make if it's not true. Buy that, I think that's the likely outcome.
Buy.
If you presume that they're going to conclude that this happened or might have happened. And by the way, gosh, I got to stop. It's a thing now. I said this the minute the story happened. I said he'll probably never play again.
All right, Bill.
I don't know where I said that, here or beyond the arc. Listen, subscribe, like. Yeah. We're not doing it live anymore, though, which is so nice. So we can have more flexibility in our taping times because it turns out it's hard to corral three different people's schedules.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
All right, Bill, let's get to some baseball here. Our Kansas City Royals. Yes, I said our Kansas City Royals.
Ours. We're in it together.
Yeah.
Lived there. I covered that team.
We both picked them to make the playoffs. I picked them to win the division. You as a wild card, one of the 87 wild card teams.
Buy or sell, you want to hear a moment of shame of mine after this connected to the Royals.
Buy.
You do your question first.
All right, Bill. The Royals have the longest current win streak in the majors, 6 games. So I ask you, buy or sell, a win streak has to hit at least 10 games in baseball to warrant some attention.
I'm sorry. You're asking me if a hit streak has to...
No. I know you love streaks. Not a hit streak, though.
Sorry. Ask me. I zoned out on you. I was thinking about my shame.
Buy or sell, a win streak has to hit at least 10 games in baseball to warrant any attention.
No, sell.
Sell.
You get to 6, and I'm in. I'm a Cubs fan. I'm not a Royals fan. But in the year the Royals made and won the World Series, I had covered the Royals on and off at the Kansas City Star. I'd gone to spring training. I liked Dayton Moore. Right? I knew him. My kids were born there. My daughter was really into it. So I was cheering and tweeting. And I got, truth be told, I got really drunk one night. It was just, Royals! And everyone was like, yeah! And then when, like, a few years later, the Cubs won, and I was tweeting about that, people that I know got really mad at me. Like, I thought you were a Royals fan. Oh, no, I lived there and I was drunk. That was cool. Like, whatever, man. And that's it. People got really mad.
Yeah, you make friends wherever you go.
People got real. You know what it is? It was like being you with a Miami fan or being Stu.
That didn't feel warranted. That
you didn't?
That was out of left field.
It was?
I felt like it.
I just mean, like, I know what it felt like for a moment to be a bandwagon, to be like, be someone who only roots for teams because they like the color of their sweater.
Speaking of teams you root for, buy or sell Barcelona matches are more stressful than enjoyable for you at this point.
I mean, sell after yesterday's win, baby.
Sell.
It depends on the outcome. 3-2, let's go! How dare you, Dembele? That was awesome. That was awesome. Let me ask you a question. And this is a hypothetical philosophizer-y question, okay? It's not a real question, Tom. But if you happen to have another job after this job, and it's a pretty busy time, but you work all the time, and you never say no, and you're basically working from 4 a.m. to 11 p.m., and I'm not complaining, it's fine. Buy or sell, it is okay to maybe say you're not available during Barcelona matches if you don't specify why.
Sell.
It's not okay.
No, man, no.
All right, good. Because no. I would never do that.
Good, I'm glad.
Barca!
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.